Today is December 30th, 2011, and my name is Amy Stewart Myatt, and I am on the campus of Oregon State University interviewing Pacific University alumni Dr. Lawrence Griggs.
Good afternoon.
Dr. Griggs, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Can you please give us some background information and just tell me when and where you were born and where you grew up?
Okay, I was born in Meridian, Mississippi, many years ago, and I grew up most of my years in Meridian, Mississippi. I moved around. My father was a Methodist minister, so during those years, a minister actually stayed at a church for 2 to 3 years and then moved to a different church. So I actually Meridian, Mississippi, Birmingham, Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And after Tuscaloosa, Alabama, then I moved to the state of Washington, Tacoma, Washington.
What brought you to Tacoma, Washington?
Well, my mother actually raised her nephew. And he had actually, he was in the Air Force. In those days, it was called the Army Air Corps. And so he actually returned to the United States at Fort Lewis, Washington, and decided to stay in Tacoma. And he wanted my mother to come and move to Tacoma. So she and a brother and I moved to Tacoma when I was in the 10th grade of high school.
How was that transition coming from Meridian, Mississippi, or the generally in the South to moving to Tacoma?
It was a different experience. Because actually, I moved from a segregated society to an integrated society, and it was in many ways a complete shock. Not so much the integration or the segregation, but in high school, when I was in high school or middle school, all my teachers looked like me, and so when I moved to Tacoma, that was a big difference.
Imagine. So what did you do leading up to coming to PLU? Where did you graduate from high school?
Well, actually, I started at Lincoln. I lived on the east side of Tacoma. And so the students from east side Tacoma actually attended Lincoln High School. But my senior year, I moved to Stadium High School. And I graduated from Stadium High School. When I first moved to Tacoma, I actually had a friend that lived next door to me. And he was a year ahead of me. But he had gone to Olympic Junior College and actually encouraged me to go to Olympic, which I did. And started my college there and stayed there 2 years. And then after leaving Olympic, I worked for a year. And then the following year, I applied and was admitted to Pacific Lutheran.
So what was it that attracted you to Pacific Lutheran, or was it just...
Well, a couple of things. One, I was kind of place-bound. I had a family in Tacoma, and it was in the process of actually buying a house. And so I just couldn't pick up and leave. I had two choices, well, three, basically. One, I could have I could have attended the University of Puget Sound. I could have attended Pacific Lutheran, or I could have commuted to the University of Washington, which was not very good. So actually I decided to attend Pacific Lutheran, and that's why I attended Pacific Lutheran.
Excellent. So what did your family or friends think about you attending this predominantly white, Norwegian-based? Was there any sense that this was...
No, it wasn't. My family was actually... committed to education. My grandmother actually had, on my mother's side, my grandmother had was born at the end of slavery, and education was really critical to my mother's family. The daughters in the family, she and a sister, actually went to college in order to teach other African Americans how to read. That was really they wanted to teach, and that's what they really did. So education was really important to my mother's family. And so going to college was important. And so they really didn't care where I attended college as long as I attended college and got an education, basically. And that was the most important part.
Excellent. So what was your experience like at PLU coming in the early 1970s?
Right. My experience was a little different from most students, because when I guess I was an older student compared to other students. I was a commuter student, and it made a difference. I didn't live on campus, so I didn't experience campus life. I actually I attended classes, and I went back home in the afternoon. So my experience was really different. My experience was really a pleasant experience, simply because of the faculty. My major was sociology, and there were outstanding faculty in the sociology department, also as well as in the social science department. I also thought at first I wanted to major in psychology. Then I decided to go to sociology, or move to sociology. And the faculty members in social science I thought were very good. As you know, you also had to take a religion course. Actually, I think I took two. I had to take two when I was there. And so the faculty that taught religion also I thought was very good, very supportive. When I first started in 67 when I started. I also had to go to chapel. Chapel was a requirement. And so in order to determine whether you attended or not, they gave you an assigned seat. And they would check and see if you were attending chapel. And I really didn't. So I was requested to meet with the dean of students. I think it was the dean of students at the time. And he said, "You haven't been attending chapel." And I said, "No, I haven't. I have other things I need to do," and we talked for a little while. He said, "Okay, no problem." So I think shortly after that, they lifted the requirement to attend chapel.
So it's all because of you?
No, not because of me. Because I think the times were changing. That's basically the reason. But I had a sociology instructor, Dick Jobes. John Schiller was a chair of the social science department. I can't remember my advisor in psychology, who was very good. I had a biology instructor who was very good. I wasn't very, you had to have either, that was a requirement, or a language, or a lab science. I couldn't do the languages. I tried two or three, and it just didn't work out for me. I think I needed more time to study. I didn't have the time. So I went to biology, and biology was probably perfect for me. I did well in biology and was able to graduate. All in all, it was a really pleasant experience. I decided to get a master's degree. I thought about social science, a master's in social science. I started that, and they decided to give me an assistantship, basically. And that was to teach a class. And that was evolving, because I had never taught a class. They just kind of threw me in there and said, "Go." And I tried it, and it wasn't bad. I taught for a year and decided after that year, not because of teaching the class, but because I wanted to move to a different area. That was a master's program in student personnel work in higher education. So I moved into that area. And actually, basically, that was the area that I completed my PhD in at OSU.
Excellent. So you've mentioned that you felt that your experience with your faculty members was very good. And you also said that you think that it's possible that being a commuter student allowed you a different experience. Could you see any of your fellow students of color having different experiences, or were you just socially not in that space as a student?
Yeah.
To pick up on that.
I wasn't really that connected with, while I was attending, completing my undergraduate degree, I wasn't really involved with other undergraduate students. And so I don't know their experience. But I don't remember anyone saying they had a poor experience. So I just really don't know. I just never connected with them, with the undergraduate student. There was a small number of African-American students attending PLU at the time I was there, but I just don't know what they experienced.
So looking back on your life and your mass change from coming from Mississippi, coming to Tacoma, attending PLU, and then moving on to Oregon State, how do you see, or do you have any thoughts on how your experience may differ from what students are experiencing now in this region or in education as a whole?
Well, I think that's a very good question. I haven't really given it much thought. I don't really know. I could assume certain things. I think at the time I started PLU in 67, and actually also coming to Oregon State in 72, I think that there were changes previously to me coming. I think if I remember correctly, I think in 65 there was civil rights legislation that was signed by President Johnson. I think that had to do with how students, all students, especially students of color, were treated. Then there was an incident at OSU in 68 where African-American students walked off campus here. And I think that the state Board of Higher Education, the university, it was a very poor experience, let's put it that way. And they really wanted to show that the state of Oregon, State Board of Higher Education, had actually told the universities that they could create special programs if they wanted to, not that they had to, but if they wanted to at that time, in 69. So in 69, they created the Action to EOP program. And I came in 1972 and kind of was at the end of that, I would say, situation. And I actually spoke to some of the students who actually walked off campus. Some returned and completed their degree. But there were very few here in 69. The director of EOP, the person that was hired to start the program, actually was a baseball coach. And he encouraged many of his baseball players who were seniors who had graduated from high school to come to OSU. And so a lot of them did. So I think a lot of incidents created positive changes, let's put it that way. And you still have incidents that are negative, not only here. I'm assuming, I don't know about PLU, but I'm assuming there are incidents there also. So I really don't know. I haven't had much contact with PLU.
So going back in time a little bit, you mentioned that education was incredibly important within your family.
Right.
And obviously that's something that you have pursued and worked into your career.
Correct.
In working with students. What's that piece of advice that you give to your students, regardless of their color, about their education and their future and finding their calling?
Get an education. That's number one. Oftentimes students will indicate, well, I don't know what to major in. And I don't think that really matters, because I indicate, I advise students to start. Once you start, then you'll know what you don't want to do or what you want to do. And that's the important part. You never will know if you don't move, if you don't start. So number one, I tell students to start. We have this, it's not a joke, but my kids always tell me, to stay out of other people's business. And that's hard for me to do, because I'm always trying to advise people, you know. And they look at me, especially when we're together, and say, don't do that. It's something I can't give up. It's something, and I think that is, I'll say genetic in a way. It's involved in my genes, because what I find that especially my two youngest kids, also involved with students. My middle daughter is an advisor at the University of Washington, and she works with youth kids there. And my youngest daughter works for the health department, and she's also involved with youth and young people. So I think it's a genetic thing. But they always tell me, don't get it. So I clipped this little clipping out of the paper one day, and I carried it in my wallet. I'm a sure. This is funny. So I always, if I can find it now, I may not be able to find it. I know I may have thrown it away. But it reminds me, I got all these little, here it is. It reminds me sometimes when I want to get involved in other people's business.
You have to read this. We left this on here.
Okay. It's Gemini, and I'm a Gemini. It says, unless there's a big red S on your chest, you are not a superhero, and it is not your responsibility to solve the world's problems. Stay out of other people's troubles unless help is significantly requested. Specifically requested.
So you carry it with you.
I carry it with me all the time. So.
Oh, I love it.
But anyway, I tend to get involved, especially with youth and young people, because I think it's important. Education is important. And not just get an undergraduate degree. And I encourage every student I can to get an advanced degree. And I tell them the further you go in education, the easier it is. Because I think my first year was probably the hardest year. And each year became easier and easier. And I really felt that although I had a lot of help and luck, I think my PhD was probably easier than my undergraduate degree. So I tell them, you know, you can always get an advanced degree. Sometimes students don't see themselves as getting an advanced degree. But I encourage them to do that. You know, that's me. I always give advice.
I think it sounds like very good advice, actually. Before we wrap up, I'm just wondering if there is anything else that you would like to share, or...
Well, I've been lucky. I tell people that all the time. I've been lucky all my life. I had a lot of support, not only at OSU, but also at PLU. I also had a lot of help at the JC I started. And it was a tremendous experience. Each place was a positive, tremendous experience. I don't know why, but although I retired from OSU, they decided to make me emeritus. So in a way, I'm still connected with the university. And they may regret that at some point in time, but education and life has really been very positive for me. I've been very fortunate and basically lucky. I say lucky, you know, and that's kind of where I am.
Well, I have been lucky today to share this interview time with you. Thank you so much
for
taking the time to do this.
Sure.